This is Neil Chayette looking at the law. Jimmy Connors is known for his persistence on the tennis court, in the court of public opinion, and now in a court of law. This case involved a lawsuit between Connors and his former attorney, Edward Brennan. It seems that Brennan represented Connors for decades until he sued Connors for breach of contract, claiming Connors failed to transfer to Brennan shares of a casino operating company. That case was settled 11 years later, with Brennan receiving $10.5 million. But a rematch was in the works since Michael Constance, one of Brennan's former partners, sued Brennan, claiming he was cheated out of his share of Brennan's share of the casino proceeds. Brennan jumped back into court, claiming that an indemnification clause in his settlement agreement with Connors meant that Connors should pay again. But the court ruled that the indemnification clause was invalid because it created, quote, an infinitely repeating loop of liability. The net result? Game, set, match to Connors. Certainly no love lost in this one all around. This is Neil Chayette looking at the law for CBS News. And for podcasts, go to lookingatthelaw.com.